Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So the church celebrates this weekend the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, which is also known as Corpus Christi Sunday. You know, when we come together here, we come together as a family. We come together as a community of believers to celebrate the Lord giving himself to us in the Eucharist. And this gift that our Lord gives to us is the greatest gift that we can receive. In fact, for us, it is the source and the summit of our entire life. You see, it was God who created us out of a pure gift of love. It is God who also has our ultimate end in mind. Now, when I say ultimate end, what is our ultimate end? Our ultimate end is actually that in which we were created for. And that ultimate end which we were created for is union with God, to be reunited with Him in our heavenly home. You know, we may think that our life here is about other things that are not important. We may think it's about having the boat. We may think it's about driving the nice, fast, flashy car. We may even think it's about having the money in our bank account. But you know, that's not what it's about. What it's about is our ultimate end. Our ultimate end, that union with our Lord Jesus Christ on the day that we return to Him. You see, when we attend Mass, it's for us a foreshadowing of eternity. It's a foreshadowing of the eternal supper. It's a foreshadowing of the Lamb's supper. It's a participation for you and I in the heavenly liturgy. In our gospel today, we hear about a large gathering in which people from all walks of life have come together and they're present with Jesus. Now, Jesus' disciples, they recognize that despite this large crowd, which according to the gospel is about 5,000, they recognize that they can't adequately feed these 5,000 people. Jesus tells his disciples, "Give them some food yourselves." Now Jesus, because he is God, he already knows that there's not enough food to feed everybody who showed up. But he's preparing the disciples for something. He's preparing them for what is yet to come. And according to all four accounts that we hear of this miracle, because each of the four Gospels has this same exact miracle also in those Gospels. We hear that it's, so that tells us that it's a pretty big miracle if each of the four Gospels has that. So let's put ourselves in the midst of this Gospel. And it's almost like we can hear the fear, we can hear the anxiety in the disciples' reply when they tell Jesus, "We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. You know, any one of you here who has ever cooked for a large amount of people, whether it's for Christmas, maybe it's Easter, maybe you're planning a wedding, what's one of your biggest fears? Not enough food. And why? Because the reality is, if you're hosting that large event, you don't want to look like you're unprepared, like you're inconsiderate, or you're unorganized. And you know, sensing all of this, Jesus instructs his disciples to have the people sit. And what does he do? He blesses the bread, he breaks the bread, and he gives the bread to the disciples to disperse among the people. Now, the remarkable thing that I find about this gospel is that it tells us they all ate and they were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. Now, what this feeding of the 5,000 anticipated for the disciples is the Last Supper. You see, in this mass feeding, Jesus takes 5 loaves as he takes the bread at the Last Supper. Jesus blesses the loaves, as he will also do at the Last Supper. He goes on and he breaks the loaves, as he does where? At the Last Supper. And finally, Jesus gives the loaves, as he does at the Last Supper. And one of the things that we can see if we have the words of this gospel in front of us is we can see these particular words: take, bless, break, and give. Now, I have a question for you. I've told you that each of these account, the account of this particular miracle, is in the 4 gospels. Where else do you hear those words? If you guessed the Eucharistic prayer, ding, 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 you're right. You're totally right. That's where we hear those words. Now, to some, this may seem as though Jesus is just this miraculous caterer who has the ability to turn 5 loaves and 2 fish into a bountiful feast for 5,000 people. And if this were actually the case, I mean, because it was the case, if it's just that he was just, you know, acting in that way, please give him my contact information, because I want to know, the next time I have to feed a lot of people, I'm calling Jesus to multiply some things, right? But what Jesus does is he multiplies this bread and he gives it to the people to feed on. And the gospel says they ate and they were satisfied. You see, our Lord gives us himself under the substance of bread, under the substance of wine. But in reality, it's Jesus. He gives us himself each and every day. Every day throughout the world, we as Catholics, we have the ability to receive him, to receive Jesus in his body, in his blood, in his soul, in divinity. Where? At the celebration of the Mass. You know, and it may seem simple, but the reality is, are we taking full advantage of this? Are we showing up to Mass each and every Sunday? Or for those who may attend daily Mass every day, are we prepared to have an encounter with our Lord? Or do we simply show up with the intention of just checking off a box to fulfill our obligation? In a few moments, the God of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the great I Am himself, will manifest himself on this very altar under the appearance of bread. And y'all, we're not receiving something. We're receiving someone. And as we prepare to receive our Lord, my challenge for you today is to bring to the God of the universe those things that you're dealing with. And maybe those things that you're dealing with, it's the stress of providing for your family. Maybe it's the stress of your career or even the uncertainty of the future. But whatever it may be, bring it to the Lord of Lords. Allow our Lord, allow Jesus into that. But prepare yourself to have a life-changing encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ.